Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. It's widely agreed that everyone has the right to water, yet ideas about how to justly allocate water within a community depend on cultural values, about which there are many disagreements. Take Utah's desert town of Kanab, for example. The Kaibab Paiute people, indigenous to the Kanab region, have long held sacred connections to their ancestral lands. For them, natural resources, such as water, cannot be owned, but are alive and share common ancestry with all people. There is a communal responsibility to protect and respect water sources. Early Kaibab Paiute people relied on deep knowledge of where and when water could be found, and their mobile lifestyle had minimal impact on the land. Even after displacement by Mormon colonization in the 19th century, they remained connected. According to a tribal elder, Daniel Bullets, the question, "Where is your water?" is still a way to identify where your family homelands once were. The Mormon families who settled Kanab in 1870 also saw themselves as stewards of natural resources. They brought cultural beliefs about water formed in wetter environments and valued agriculture as means to independence. Claiming ownership over natural resources, they changed the arid landscape to support their farming lifestyle by constructing irrigation canals, dams, and ditches. These massive agriculture systems built with group effort required careful water allocation guided by the LDS Church through its local bishops. While the church encouraged a communal view of water, population growth and an increasingly capitalist economy required the creation of legal entities to oversee its distribution. A third vision for fair allocation of water also comes from Kanab, where geologist John Wesley Powell based his scientific survey in 1871. Facing the popular belief that plowing arid regions would increase rainfall, Powell argued that people should work within the natural limits of the land. In Kanab, he devised a new plan for Congress where political boundaries were drawn along watersheds, and growth was minimized in places with too little water. Instead of a West divided by straight lines, Powell's vision would have led to a very different water allocation system than we see today. And it shows just how much our cultural beliefs shape who gets water. This episode of the Beehive Archive was contributed by the Kanab Museum. Find sources and past episodes at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.